News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, this is CNN News 18 Drive Through. I'm Shayoni Iyer. It's the start of a brand new week, but if you've got an attack of the Monday blues, think about this. At least you're not a tourist stuck on a Thomas Cook holiday. Because that top-ranked travel company, and we've all heard of it, many of us have used their services, Thomas Cook has collapsed. It's bankrupt. After 178 years of being in the travel business, Thomas Cook folded after it was not able to get funding. And this was with immediate effect. Which means thousands of tourists who are right now on holiday have had the rug pulled out from under their feet. The CEO of Thomas Cook, in fact, put out an apology after the funding stocks officially failed.
I want to apologize to my 21,000 colleagues who I know will be heartbroken. Secondly, I would like to say sorry to all our customers, those who are on holiday with us now, and those who have booked with us in the coming months.
And this is not a small matter. The British government is now undertaking a rescue mission of a scale that's not been seen since the Second World War. Listen to CNN's reporter Sherry Sifan.
This is leaving potentially 160,000 British nationals stranded overseas. The British government has confirmed to CNN that some aircraft are already being flown to holiday destinations as part of this operation so British tourists can be brought back home starting from Monday.
Just imagine for a moment the scale of this tourism crisis. 176,000 Brits stranded abroad. 45 jets chartered by the UK government to bring them back. They're going to be flying 64 routes. In fact, the rescue operation even has a name. It's called Operation Matterhorn. What triggered all of this? Well, Thomas Cook has been in deep waters financially for a while. They had a Chinese funder who gave them £900 million in August. But then they asked the British government for a bailout of about £200 to £250 million last week. The government said, no way, it's not going to solve anything in the long term. And there you go. It also means 22,000 jobs are at risk worldwide. Thomas Cook has blamed several factors for its collapse. The unrest in Turkey, which is a favorite holiday destination, the Brexit uncertainty, even the heat wave in Europe. But hey, maybe at the end of the day, it's just the fact that you and me have been booking ourselves a holiday online that could have been the biggest factor. And think about it. Just think of all those tourists who are right now on Thomas Cook vacations. It's the vacation from hell, right? Imagine you book through this really well-known travel company. You're all set for a relaxing time abroad. And just when you're settling down to a sunset on the beach with a cocktail in your hand, poof, your holiday booking doesn't exist anymore. And the government's flying in emergency planes to get you back home. Okay, speaking of home, the Prime Minister was at home, away from home, with 50,000 cheering fans in Houston. The friendship between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump was setting Houston on fire last night.
He has achieved much for the United States and for the world. Friends, we in India have connected well with President Trump. The words of candidate Trump, Ab ki baar, Trump Sarkar.
Ab ki baar, Trump Sarkar. Well, no prizes for guessing that Prime Minister Modi's endorsement of President Trump has raised several eyebrows. I mean, what happens if Trump loses the elections? But clearly, it was a gesture that Donald Trump fully appreciated. I mean, he practically set up another date.
Next week, thousands of people will gather in Mumbai to watch the first ever NBA basketball game in India. Am I invited, Mr. Prime Minister? I may come. Be careful. I may come.
Well, whether that works out or not, the message is loud and clear. He's ready to play ball. These two men, who project similar images of being tough-talking, no-nonsense, leaders of the new world, see mutual benefit in joining hands. United on terror, united on security. That's the message they both want to send to China, to Pakistan, and to the rest of the world. President Donald Trump is in fact meeting Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan later tonight, less than 24 hours after Houston. So that's something India will be watching closely. What most of us are watching closely are fuel prices, though. They're up for the seventh straight day. And in fact, they're at the highest point in the last 1 year. So last week on News 18 Drive Thru, we talked about the drone attack on the Saudi oil plants and how we should buckle up and get set to pay more for petrol. It's happening, people. The government, though, has been making reassuring noises, saying oil prices would settle down if global geopolitics did not flare up further. Okay, then. It's not just fuel, though. Onion prices have been shooting up, too. Onions are now more expensive than apples in some cities, if you can believe that. But listen to this. In the middle of all of this price rise and politics, this story really made me happy. The Bank of England is about to get a new governor. Okay, what's the big deal? Well, among the frontrunners is Helena Morrissey, rather Dame Helena Morrissey. She's an investment guru and a top finance professional. Yes, if she's picked, she'll be the first woman to become the governor of the Bank of England. But here's the really big deal. She's got 9 children. 9, 6 boys, 3 girls. I'm so impressed. I mean, it's hard enough to be a working mom with 1 kid. She has 9. Supermom? I think so. And by the way, her husband is a Buddhist monk, according to the Daily Mail. So Dame Helena has one key piece of advice for working women.
You don't have to be an honorary man. Play to your strengths. Be authentic.
You don't have to be an honorary man. You don't have to be an honorary anything. Just be authentic. Be yourself. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the drive through the news with me, Shaini Iyer, 6:30 p.m. every weekday.
News 18 Drive Through with Shaini Iyer. Cruise with the news.